Good morning, happy Sabbath. While Kenny's getting the dry erase board, let me open us up with a short prayer. Father in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord, for another opportunity for us to come together and worship with you and fellowship with one another. We ask you now, Lord, that your spirit will be upon us. May hearts and minds be open, Lord, to receive the message that you first given to me as I share it with others. In Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Amen. So, while Kenny's getting the dry erase board, can everybody turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians 3, verse 13. When you have it, say amen. So I know to move on. Galatians 3:13. So listen to this. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that what? Hangs on a tree. Can I ask y'all a question? Would y'all agree with me that if you were walking and you seen a body hanging in a tree, how many of you would say that person was blessed? Nobody would say that? How many of you would agree or think that maybe that person did something bad and broke the law? It's possible, right? But the Bible says, cursed is an individual when they hang on a tree. So we're going to go through the scriptures and take a look at why is that the case? Does God say something and there's nothing behind it? Oh, y'all agree? Every time God says something, it's for what? It's for a reason, right? Okay, so go to me to Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 and 23. Deuteronomy 21, look at verses 22 and 23. Deuteronomy 21, 22 and 23. Appreciate it. Thanks. All right, so listen to this. Verse 22. And if a man hath committed a sin worthy of what? Death, right? So this person did something that was worthy of death. And he be put to death, and thou do what? Hang him on a what? I'll hang him on a tree. What does the Bible say in verse 23? His body shall not what? Remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that what? That day. All right, so look, this is what the Bible says, right? So if somebody was going to be hanged, now, what was the first thing it said? It said their body cannot be up what? Can't be up at what? I'm just going to put this up. At night. Bible says, don't let the body hang past night. Take the body down when? That very what? Day. That thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for inheritance. Okay. All right. So is everybody following the Bible so far? Pretty simple, right? All right. Go to Joshua chapter 10, verse 23. Joshua chapter 10, verse 23. Let's take a look at something else. Joshua 10, verse 23. Let's take a look at an incident that happened in the Old Testament. So everybody can see this, right? I'm not blocking anybody, right? So Joshua 10:23, listen to this. And they did so when Joshua was dealing with these five kings. And they did so and brought forth those five kings out of him, out of the cave, and the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, There were five kings that Joshua was trying to hunt down, and he found them in a cave. And it came to pass that when they brought those kings out unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains and the men of war which went with him, come near and do what? Just shoot me with a bow and arrow. Don't put your foot on my neck like that. I'm already an enemy, and you already done called me. Now Joshua says, all five of y'all lay down. Y'all put your foot on their neck. Now imagine people you don't like putting their foot all on your neck. And they came near and put their feet on the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and be of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies whom you fight against. And afterwards, Joshua smote them and slew them and did what? Hang them on a what? Did he hang all of them? Yes, he did. Now, how long? Until when? I'm going to put even. What was the rule? Rule is if you hang somebody, you put a body up. The body can't go past what? Nighttime. Joshua was dealing with five kings. These five kings were enemies of Israel. When he took the five kings out, he hung the bodies. But how long were the bodies up? Only until what? Till the evening. Okay. Joshua chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. Turn me to Joshua chapter 8, 28 and 29. Joshua 8. Another bad king, right? Everybody, Joshua 8, verse 28 and 29. Listen to this. And Joshua burnt Ai and made it a heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. And the king of Ai, which is a town, he hanged on a what? Tree. Until when? What are you noticing? Hang on the tree until eventime. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take down his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remained unto this, what? This day. What are y'all noticing in the Bible? God is like, if you go take somebody out by the death penalty, your body can't stay up there all night. Matter of fact, don't let it go past the evening. The body must come down. Now, it's sad, but normally what do they do to people when they hang them? They leave the bodies up, right? So people can constantly what? When you walk past a body hanging, do you say, oh, that person was so blessed? No, nobody says that. That person was so blessed. What did they do to deserve that? Think about what the Bible is saying. So it seems like hanging is a pretty major thing in the scriptures, right? Genesis chapter 40. Joseph is in prison in Egypt. How many other guys were with Joseph in prison in Egypt? It specifically talks about. How many guys are with Joseph? Huh? It was two guys, right? What did one do? He was a what? He was a baker. He knows how to make what? The bread. The other one was a what? Wine taster, right? So, when Jesus was on the cross, how many guys was he between? Two. In the story of Joseph, did both live? One was saved and one was lost. In Jesus' story, one was saved and one was lost. Was Joseph condemned for a crime that he did not commit? Was Jesus condemned for crimes he did not commit? You start to see where this is going? Which one didn't make the cut? The baker or the wine taster? Kenny said the baker. Y'all agree with Kenny? Y'all gonna jump off the bridge with him? Which one didn't make it? The baker didn't make it. So, matter of fact, can somebody tell me what happened to the baker? Who said that? I heard somebody say it. He got hanged, right? What did they do to him before they hanged him, though? They cut his head off, and they hung him up. The Bible says specifically that Pharaoh, listen to this. The Bible told the baker, Pharaoh will lift you up, remove your head, and hang your body. Now, let me ask y'all a question. The one that died, what was his occupation? What does a baker do? All them cakes and all that stuff y'all just ate Thanksgiving, y'all don't know what a baker do? Bakes what? Bread. The person that was hanged on a tree was associated with bread. Can any of you think of a guy who was hanged on a tree and he was associated with bread? Amen. Okay. Wait a minute. A baker usually deals with, what's the food called? Bread. A wine taster deals with what type of fruit? What is that a symbol of? Communion. Wait a minute. How many days did Joseph tell the baker that it was going to be before all? How many? So we have bread, we have wine associated with what? 3 days. And an individual who was hanged on a tree. Do y'all still think y'all Bible is by accident? Y'all think this stuff was made up? Okay, all right, y'all looking at me funny right now. So I'm gonna ask you something else. Go with me to Acts chapter 5, verse 30. I want to see something. Acts chapter 5, verse 30. Acts 5, verse 30. What does the Bible say right here? It says what? Was Jesus hanged on a tree? That's interesting. The Bible has a rule. If you're going to hang somebody, you can't hang the body up all night. The body must be taken down before daytime. There are stories in the Bible where they hang people, but the individuals that they hang, they took the bodies down before when? Before night. Now watch this. Let's go to Luke 23:39. I want you to see something. Luke 23:39. Luke 23:39. Listen to this. And it says, one of the what? Malefactors, which were what? Hanged, railed on him, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. You know what's funny about that? Jesus was actually trying to save him. But here's the thing. The Bible says Jesus was hanged on a tree. It says the two guys with him, they were hanged on a tree. But the question is, where's the Bible going with this? So go with me to John 19:31. John 19:31. John 19:31. And then someone removed Baker and Joseph. When you have John 19:31, say amen so I'll know. All right, so listen to this. The Jews, therefore, because it was what? Preparation. Now, guys, come on now. We Seventh Day Adventists in here. Come on. Y'all got to get an A on this. What day is preparation day? Huh? Friday. Friday. Because you're getting prepared for what? Seven. We should be getting prepared for it, right? That the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that the Sabbath day was a what? High day. You know what it means in the Bible when it says a day was a high day? It means that one of their feast and holy days fell on the same day as a Sabbath day. So in the Bible, that was called a high day because you had a double portion and a double blessing. The day that Christ died, I'm sorry, the Sabbath that he was in the grave, it was actually a high day. Now listen, and it says, and they besought Pilate that their what should be broken? That the leg should be broken that they might be what? All right, so right here, if I put break legs, why would you need to break somebody's legs on the cross? It's a good answer. It's a good answer. How do you die faster if your legs get broken on the cross? So you bleed up. What? Who says? Shock. All right, so let me explain. Who said it? Asphyxiation. That is correct. Is that what she was getting ready to say? How does asphyxiation work when your legs get broken? Explain the cross. That's right. Now, listen. If you ever looked at Roman torture, when they put a person on the cross, was the cross designed to take you out with as less pain as quick as possible? No. The cross is designed for you to what? Be up there for a long time. So when a person was nailed with both hands, the feet were together, and the nail went through both feet. This is how the cross works. Now, I'm in construction, so do y'all think they sanded the wood that was behind Jesus' back? Y'all think they left it a little rugged? They left it a little rugged, folks. So both hands out, wrapped and nailed. Both feet, nailed. What happens at the cross is you drop down from the pain in the feet, and what happens is your arms go up and it collapses the lungs where you can't breathe. But what happens is there's pain in the hands. So what you do is, to try to get some air, you pull with both hands with the nails in and push up at your feet. Now where did the pain switch to? It switches to the feet. But guess what? I can breathe, but what is an excruciating pain now? My feet. So now what do I do? To stop the pain in my feet, I drop back down. Look. How long were people on the cross? Hours and days. Now, remember, when we read the scriptures, take a look at why they did things like that, right? So if I'm on the cross and I'm trying to hold up and get breath, you come and take a sludge hammer, boom, you knock both my kneecaps out. What can I not do anymore? I can't push up. So now I'm what? Slumped. Now that I'm slumped, what happens? I can't get any air. So what happens is what comes a lot faster? Death. Breaking the legs caused the person to die faster. It was seen to be an act of mercy. Matter of fact, why did they take vinegar and gall and put it up to your lips? What's the first thing you see in a movie sometime when a guy gets shot? What do you got to do? He takes alcohol, take a drink. Why? They ease the pain. What do they get a soldier sometimes in the war? They got no hospitals. They ain't have all the stuff to make them feel good. Hey, take a little shot, because it's going to hurt when we pull this bullet out. They would give the person a stupefying amount of alcohol to deaden the pain. Why do y'all think Jesus wouldn't take it? He didn't want his mind to be clouded, cloud of judgment. Study the stories. Understand the stories. Everything's going to start to make sense. Now, here's the thing. Back to what we're talking about. Why did they break the legs? They wanted them to die faster. Because what was coming? Sabbath. Sabbath starts at sunrise, right? I tried to get y'all. Y'all think y'all good, don't you? There's a law in the Bible. The law says when you hang a person, God says, I don't want to see that body up past sunset. Everybody that was hanged by Israel, the body was taken down before sunset. Why? Because it reminded the Father of the day in the future that was going to come, that when his son was going to die and be hanging on a cross, he didn't want to see it. And then the Bible says, they took the bodies down before sunset. You know, it's funny, right? We read our Bibles and we miss all of this stuff, right? Let me ask y'all a question. Can I test y'all for a minute? Mm-hmm. No, don't test y'all. You know, in the Jewish holidays, you had three feasts that fell back to back. You had Passover, then you had unleavened bread, which was in the very next day. What came after the very next day after that? Nope. You went way down the road. First fruits. Watch this. Passover represents Jesus' death. Unleavened bread talks about him being the bread of life, that now I have accepted him. He is a part of my life 7 days a week. The Feast of Unleavened Bread was 7 days. Then first fruits is where the priest went into the temple and he presented the first fruits of everything he had done for the Lord. Well, what does that got to do with anything? Let me ask you a question. Passover was the day that happened. Well, I'm sorry, the feast that happened when they left Egypt, right? What did you have to do to keep the death angel from coming into your house and taking out your firstborn? Right. Right, you take the lambs. Now, what if I killed the lamb, but I didn't put the blood over the doorpost? Did the angel come in and say, "Ooh, too bad for you"? Yeah, that's right, right? But you could have said, "But I killed the lamb." You had to kill the lamb and what? Apply the blood. Can I be a Christian and know Jesus but never apply none of his teachings to my life? You see how nothing was accident? Now watch this. What day did Jesus die on the cross?
Friday.
What do we call it? Preparation day, but what does the world call it? Good Friday. We literally get a day off work. Yeah, some of us do. You're right, Kenny. Good Friday, right? Now watch this. It happened on a Friday. Passover happened on Friday. What is the very next feast? The Feast of Unleavened what? Bread. Okay? Because the next day is the Sabbath, right? If Jesus died on a Friday, the next day is a Saturday, and that next day was Feast of Unleavened Bread. Can I ask you a question? Bread. When you think about bread in the Bible, what story comes to mind about bread? Say it again. The manna. The manna is called the bread that fell from what?
Heaven.
Jesus says, "I am the bread that fell from heaven." Okay, follow me. We're doing some detective work. Follow me. What was special about the manna? Did it fall 7 days a week, right?
No.
Oh, y'all are good. It fell how many days a week?
Six.
It fell 6 days. What day did it not fall?
Seventh day.
So the last day that it fell was what?
Friday.
Friday. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
I know I got y'all in class. Y'all still with me? What day did Jesus die?
Friday.
What was the last day the manna fell?
Friday.
It's a double portion. Now watch this. What happened with the bread? What did not happen with the bread on Friday that did not happen with it the other 6 days out of the week? It didn't mold, right? It didn't mold. It didn't corrupt. It didn't stink. The Bible says, what happened the next day? They would go out and try to collect it. I'm sorry, not go out and collect it. They would leave it up and try to eat it the next day. And the Bible says that it would bred worms and it would stink. Now, it did that every day, except for what day?
Seven.
Oh, I got two answers.
Friday.
Is everybody still with me?
Yeah.
Now, watch this. Jesus died on a... The manna fell on the last day, which was six, was a Friday, 6 day. Jesus died on the 6 day. Did Jesus' body rot in the grave? What did the manna not do on Friday night? Did y'all catch that? Why did God put the days the way he did? Because he was teaching you literally in detail how Jesus was going to die. Jesus died on a Friday. That night, Jesus' body was not allowed to rot in the grave because he is the manna that fell from heaven. Hold up. But what happened the very next day? You got Friday, Saturday. What's the next day? Come after Saturday. Come on. Sunday. What happened on Sunday? He rose from the grave. That was Resurrection Day, right? That's what everybody else calls when I was coming up, sunrise service. I wasn't always a Seventh-day Adventist, folks. Went with my parents, sunrise service. So Jesus got up the what day? Third day, right? What did the priest do on that third feast? He went and presented the first fruits. Do y'all know the Bible teaches that when Jesus died, it says that the graves opened up all across Jerusalem? And it said the dead got up out of their graves. And the Bible says they went into the city to tell people that Jesus had rose from the grave. Y'all looking at me like that is not in the Bible. How many of y'all believe me? A great day. I need to give y'all the scripture. Y'all want the scripture? It's there. Y'all gonna take my word for it? No? All right. Let me give it to you right quick so you can see it. Y'all a tough church. Matthew 27, 50 through 53. Look. Matthew 27, starting at verse 50. Listen to this. Everybody there? Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. It was torn, the curtain in the temple, from top to bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were what? And many bodies of the what? Did what? Ooh, y'all thought Brother Terry was lying, didn't you? And they came out, and they did what? They came out after his resurrection and went into the what? And appeared unto what? This is not The Walking Dead, season 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, folks. Now watch this. There was a special group of people that were allowed to get up with Jesus. And the Bible says in Ephesians that when Jesus rose, he took captivity captive. He took some people with him who had rose from those graves as first fruits and say, Father, look, these represent the ones who I'm going to bring with me in the future. Did you know if you study the feast, what happened 50 days after Jesus was resurrected? Pentecost. What happened 50 days after the feast of first fruits? They were at Mount Sinai where they got the Ten Commandments. Sounds like God has a timeline, doesn't he? That's a whole nother sermon, right? But listen, everything in the Bible was done for a reason. Everything is done for a reason. I'm going to tell y'all something. This week, and I'm finna end it right here. You know, I'm up here and I teach and I preach, right? But y'all know I struggle with stuff. There's stuff I read in my Bible. It blows me away. We really should take the time out to study and learn where we stand. You know, I'm at a Job Corps Center, right? I get a lot of kids that come in, no religious background. Parents care nothing for them. Every kid in here, you think your parents don't care for you? I'll show you some kids. I got two kids right now in my class. I was in my class one day and I said, you can always depend on family. Both of them kids started cussing. Mama and daddy. Y'all want to see something? I work with the students where they were born into the world with no hope, y'all. These are the kids I work with, disadvantaged youth. Youth that did not come up with some of the same advantages that the rest of us have and appreciate. But you know what? When these kids and these people want to talk about religion and talk about where we stand, it's amazing how even some of the staff and people on center, when they're asked a question about religion, they can't answer it. And the kids are like, look, y'all talking about religion. Y'all don't even take the time out to even look at your own stuff. Folks, We are given the word for a reason. The more we study, the more we learn about Jesus. The more we learn about Jesus, the more we can share and show people how the Bible is not an accident. So the question I leave everybody with is, are you or have you accepted the one who was hanged on a tree for your sakes? And it's interesting how God took the very thing that all of us fear is death and turned it around into a symbol of life. The tree that Jesus was hanged on is actually called the tree of life. Amen.